This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, what a great day. Mm-hmm. What a great day. No NASCAR today.
Yeah,
got a little break there. They're going to be in the Brickyard in Indianapolis coming up soon. Indiana listeners, love you guys. A little bit of vroom vroom, then some boom boom on a Sunday. Got to love that.
I'm going to get you.
Monday, sometimes a Tuesday, whatever day you're listening. It's great stuff.
I'm going to have to get you.
You'd have to get me what?
Because you got me watching NASCAR now. I haven't watched it in like a month, and I'm just about to. When does it start up again?
It's addicting. And, you know, congratulations to my good friends over at Richard Petty Motorsports, to Lance Hanna and the crew, Greg Donlin, the crew. Good friends. Get over to the races with those guys. They are the tire changers, pit crew members. For the number 43 Eric Almirola car.
Nice.
Running that old Richard Petty number 43.
Nice.
Eric hailing from my hometown, Tampa, Florida. Young kid who drove into victory lane over at Daytona, albeit a shortened race.
Yep.
A couple weeks back, but that's okay. Congrats to Eric, man. He was running led the last 14 laps. So all you haters out there, you know what you are. Jealous and losers that you ain't driving a race car for a living.
Player haters.
I got to tell you, man. Yeah, I got to tell you. And it's fun because I know some guys in the NASCAR teams that are also FFLs, Federal Firearm License Holders.
Very nice.
Yeah. I mean, you know, NASCAR and guns, man, you know, the culture, the Americana, the history. Madison Rising,
yes.
Who was Dave Bray, the lead singer for America's, they build themselves as America's most patriotic rock and roll band. Lead singer for Madison Rising was on the show with me here today, earlier. If you missed it, check out the podcast version. Houston, you're going to hear it coming up shortly. And I got to tell you, you know, those guys opened up the NASCAR season singing the national anthem at Daytona in February.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to see them play their rendition, their studio rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner, go see Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, America, Imagine a World Without Her. I got to recommend that anyway.
Yeah. It's strong.
Great movie.
Yep.
Thank goodness my mom and dad went with me because I didn't want to be that loser that went by myself.
Oh, I'll go by myself.
Well, you know, I
sure will.
My mom and dad went with me and we had a great time. And afterwards, I did not know that our good friends Madison Rising, that Dave and the boys closed out the show. When the credits went up, it was their video. Over 10.5 million hits now.
Oh, that's
on YouTube.
That video is just awesome.
Of the Star-Spangled Banner. Well, that video closes out Dinesh's movie. And you heard Dave here on the show just a few minutes ago. Houston, you'll hear him coming up shortly. And Dave is a good friend of ours, and it was an awful lot of fun to see them on that movie. Well, hey, get this, and this is fun, too. We are in contact with Dinesh's people now. Hopefully we have him on the show. I'll be talking with them tomorrow, and hopefully we are able to bring the producer, Dinesh D'Souza, on Armed American Radio next week for you, which will be a whole lot of fun because we're intending on keeping him. We're working to keep him for a full hour. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. And you'll see, we'll make sure to put that up. We'll have his photograph up there and everybody else. He knows a little bit about government persecution.
Yeah.
And we'll talk with him about that. But this whole revisionist history thing, he sets the record straight, and he fixes the problem.
Yes.
And he does it so clearly. You know, and one example of that is the left, you know, telling people and children in classrooms today that America's wealth was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And that couldn't be further from the truth. And I don't want to give away what he talks about in the film, but go see the movie. Educate yourself. Next time you hear this crap coming from your goofy blue neighbor, set them straight. Then drive over their Prius with your truck. All right.
How about a minivan? I have a minivan, so...
You had to admit that on the nation's airwaves. No, that's okay. You do it for a lot. You chase a lot of storms and stuff like that in a lot of equipment. That makes sense.
There you go.
Okay.
Although I did see a Prius chasing me down, doing the same thing.
Well, our good friend Rob Pincus, one of the best trainers in the country, will tell you that he has fun. He had fun driving in the Prius. He said it smelled funny after he opened it up, but you know, if Rob had fun in it, I'm sure you know with his attitude. And his testosterone, I'm sure. Okay, let's go right to David Kodrietz. David and I are going to talk with you for the hour about some fascinating things happening today. David, welcome to the show. It's always a pleasure, bud.
I'm just waiting for the Moms Demand Action Every Town NASCAR entry. And I got to tell you, Mark, I'm a little bit surprised because I can never tell when you are going to be, you know, recommending gas over coal or vice versa now. You know, I'm here in NASCAR, and I'm thinking grilling while armed. What's going on, man?
We've got, Dave, so much to talk about with you. I want to go over some of your posts on War on Guns with you, and I want to have some fun with you today and kind of let loose. You know, I opened up the show today with some hardware, you know, and I gave out my top 10 carry guns, my top 10 concealed carry guns. And I told the haters out there, hey, this is my list. These are the things that work for me. These are my four criteria that I determined for myself that would make it easier for me to make a decision to determine what gun I wanted to carry after I had made the decision to carry a gun. Make sense?
Well, did your guns make the Rolling Stone top five deadly guns list?
No, no, no. Well, you know what I think was, give me the list.
Well, basically it's rifles, pistols, shotguns,
Yeah, they made the list. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they definitely made the list, no question about it. These are the things, David, you have your own criteria that work for you. And from an education standpoint, I think it's important that people understand. There's a lot of people who listen to this show, I know I see the emails, who say, hey, can you help me pick a carry gun? What's your recommendation? What's Rob's recommendation? What works for me isn't going to necessarily work for you, David. Our hands are different sizes. What feels good in my hands, and maybe I have arthritis, right?
Yeah, I just saw someone, you know, posting today on Facebook about, well, you know, I prefer a gun that does not have the external safety on it. Other people say, I prefer the gun with it. And then you run into people say, well, yeah, but you know what? When the action's coming down, you absolutely need, you know, every microsecond counts, and there's the back and forth there. Other people are just not comfortable with that type of trigger action. You know, what are you going to do? It has to be something that, number one, you feel comfortable and good about, and number two, that you have trained and practiced with, and that you consider that you are not going to be fumbling and flustering when things go bad.
Well said. And that, in fact, was my, I did the kind of the David Letterman, my four criteria. I started at number four and worked my way down the list. And that was number four. Your gun should be simple. You shouldn't have to be worrying about running a system when your life is on the line. Now, there are those of you who train, and I get all that. Again, hashtag get off my back, hashtag no haters. What works for me might not work for you, and vice versa. That's what's fun about talking about it. It's a purely subjective list. You know, I'm going to single out the Beretta, the 92FS, the military M9. They're replacing that. I never really understood, David, that selection years ago when they made that selection for the Beretta. I am not a big fan of the safety on the Beretta. If you're going to have a safety on a gun, that 1911-style safety is incredibly easy to function. I'm sure you're aware of what I'm talking about. The Beretta safety for my hands almost required two. I didn't carry the gun for personal defense. I used them for target shooting. The action on them is fantastic. They're incredibly reliable. and easy follow-up shots because of the weight, particularly in the 9mm, but it wasn't something I was comfortable with in my pocket, in a holster. You?
Yeah.
Are you familiar
yeah.
with it? Are you familiar yeah. with the yeah. With the Berettas?
And not the Beretta, but I'm familiar with the 45. And, you know, again, I know that there are people who don't like it and have their own reasons for it. I wasn't surprised to see that the military is looking for something that might want to have more stopping power and might right. be less prone to having sand get in its inner workings when you're in that type of a situation. But again, you never know where everyone is going to be deploying anyway and what the particular requirements of something like that are. And I think it was, I heard Rob Pincus on the program basically talking about, you know what, it really doesn't matter because by the time you get done with the stopping power and the rounds, you are in fact talking about handguns anyway. And while there may be a quantitative difference and a qualitative difference between the two, the bottom line is there are still no guarantees. Now, I know people who have, fired in action and had no stopping power or have multiple shots needed, even with the 45. And I know people who have stopped threats with one shot.
Exactly. And you can do it with a 380. David, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you some examples and some ideas. And then I want to take you to Connecticut. It's a fascinating letter I'm going to read you, ladies and gentlemen. Back right after this.
Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation is one of the greatest organizations in the nation fighting for your rights. While you're sleeping at night, Alan Gottlieb, Armed American Radio regular contributor Alan Gottlieb, very proud to say that, and his organization are filing lawsuits on your behalf as a law-abiding gun owner, supporting and defending your right to keep and bear arms. And they need your help. SAF.org. Whatever you can give, whatever donation you can make, please help the organization that is supporting your gun rights. One of many great organizations we support here, but one that we work very, very closely with. These guys need your help. Guys and gals at the Second Amendment Foundation, they're great people. I donated again just the other day, another $50. Give what you can give and help this fantastic organization out. SAF.org. Alan will be here next week talking about some new lawsuits that they've just filed on your behalf. David, some interesting stuff coming out of Connecticut, as usual. Again, the 2013 gun ban in Connecticut, we've discussed it on this program many, many, many times. Connecticut Carry recently put a press release out, and I know you blogged about it. I didn't want to catch you off guard on the radio. But it turns out that the Connecticut Bar Association has proposed to its members to file an amicus or friend of the court brief in the case Shue versus Malloy, which is essentially what, David? That's the plaintiffs suing the state, the governor, regarding the unconstitutionality of that law, correct?
Right. And CBA, of course, joined with the, or they're talking about joining with the Brady Center. I don't see where they have actually gone through with it. Has that happened since I blogged about it?
Not to my knowledge. Now, there's discussion about it, and I'm going to read some text from a letter, a scathing letter, written to the head of the Connecticut Bar Association by a plaintiff attorney in this case that is just absolutely astonishing. And what she has to say about what the state of what she has heard inside the courtroom, I'm telling you, regardless of where you sit today within earshot of my voice, it will make your skin crawl what you're about to hear. Now, I think we've given enough background. You've got Shue versus Malloy, plaintiffs suing the state of Connecticut for the gun laws they enacted shortly after Newtown with no public opinion whatsoever. The Connecticut Bar is seeking to file an amicus brief, a friend of the court brief, to support the gun control laws and possibly work with the anti-gun groups. This particular attorney is outraged at this, and I want you to hear what she says. You know, I'll start with, I think it's important we go right back to the beginning here, and that is the state now includes the governor, the commissioner, the Department of Energy. Oh, that's page 4. Let me go over to page 3. Here we go. I have practiced firearms law in Connecticut since 2007. Among other encounters, I have been informed in chambers by a judge in the presence of a prosecutor that civilians should not possess firearms in the United States. Did you hear what I just read to you? I'm going to read that again. I have practiced firearms law in Connecticut since 2007. Among other encounters, I have been informed in chambers by a judge in the presence of a prosecutor that civilians should not possess firearms in the United States. I have been on the losing side in case after case where the courts find that it is acceptable in Connecticut to first seize property, in this case firearms, then obtain a warrant to seize those same firearms from a law enforcement evidence room. I have been told at a sidebar during a court proceeding in the presence of a prosecutor that no matter what evidence I presented, the firearms were not going to be returned. I have been asked why a client owns, quote, so many guns, and informed they must be destroyed, not sold, despite their value in the hundreds of thousands of dollars as heirlooms and their historical significance. And I have been lectured in open court that individuals who support the Second Amendment should be ashamed. I have been told by the Federal District Court and the Second Circuit that the Constitution of Connecticut, Article 1, Paragraph 15, and the 2nd and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution allow the state of Connecticut to deprive citizens of a constitutional property interest in their handgun permits without any post-deprivation hearing or relief for 26 months and perhaps more. The wait period increases daily since the Second Circuit told the state of Connecticut not to be concerned. The state of Connecticut is more concerned with ensuring that individuals who drive under the influence of drugs and alcohol have a timely opportunity for hearing to get back behind the wheel than providing a hearing to permit holders who are revoked, not because they committed a crime or any offense serious enough to disqualify them from holding a permit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is difficult to even read to you. And she goes on, and I'll end here. I have received no response from United States Senators Richard Blumenthal and Christopher Murphy. I wonder what party they are. We'll look them up. To complaints that the state police had a practice for years until it was challenged of demanding that individual firearms owners upon threat of felony arrest divest themselves of their property when there was in fact absolutely no basis for arrest. David, this should make everybody's skin crawl.
It should, and the thing is, it's happening in Connecticut, where you have the Undersecretary of Criminal Justice, Mike Lawler, basically figuring out now that his threats that you're going to have to turn him in or you're going to be a criminal are kind of falling on deaf ears when they have like a 90 to 95% noncompliance rate. This particular judge, I wrote about this, Mark, back in September of 2013, and his name is Robert C. Brunetti.
Right.
Okay, he's a Superior Court judge. He's in Bristol. And the particular quote that was reported on, and again, this was a Connecticut carry release, but I should also say that Connecticut Citizens Defense League has also been on top of this development. But anyway, what Connecticut carry reported back in September 2013, he said, "No one in this country should have guns. I never return guns." This is someone who you have to understand that constitutionally, every officer of the court, every basic, you know, law enforcement person and all that, they all swear an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States in addition to their state constitutions. And I took a look at what was going on, and my suggestion, and I was thinking of exploring this maybe a little more, is that when the lawyers do sign on to this amicus brief, I'm not certain that it has legal bearing. But if people did, in fact, file complaints with the Connecticut Bar Association and find grounds for it, now what you can't do is you can't make up false charges because you're basically, you know, saying under penalty of perjury these are true. But if I said this person, by virtue of doing this, in my opinion, is violating the Constitution and you have to investigate it, maybe there's a little outrage there. But you're talking Connecticut, you're talking Democrat state, you're talking Governor Malloy, you're talking, this creature Mike Lawler, you're talking the Hartford Courant, which is basically saying that they want the government to go in and arrest the scofflaws. And these people have such an uphill battle on their hands that all I can say is God bless them. look to Connecticut. And again, Mark, we run
now, David, hold that thought, please. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue this discussion. It's vitally important. I'll read you some more back after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, having more fun than I should be allowed to have, I can tell you that much. I love this part of my week, talking to you about the things we're talking about. In this case today, hardware, carry options, the criteria you need, and some suggestions for you if you're making the decision to carry a firearm with you. and hopefully you are. You have that right. Exercise it. If you don't, you'll lose it. Trust me, there are well-funded people trying to steal it from you. Yes, they are attempting to infringe on your right to keep and bear arms. They will not stop. We must be stronger, and there must be more of us. Freedom will always prevail, but it can be a very, very difficult battle. You can help. Join the SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, join the National Rifle Association, our other great sponsor, the Gun Owners of America. If you're not reading Concealed Carry Magazine or don't have insurance for your personal defense, you need to head over to USCCA.com, United States Concealed Carry Association.com, our great sponsor over there. Read Concealed Carry Magazine, my work in there in every issue. It's a lot of fun. The issue just came out last week, and it gets better every single issue. I'm talking with David Kodria, one of the nation's premier gun rights advocates and regular contributor to this program. David, this situation in Connecticut is so frightening because of what it represents on the grand scale. Again, this is not just Connecticut. This is what the Brady campaign is trying to do. They're showing their colors here. This is what they want across the country, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct. And I think the point I was trying to make before the break is the same point I've made many times on Armed American Radio. You've heard it, Mark. You know, people who say, well, California, they're anti-gun, let them fall into the ocean, or New Jersey or Connecticut or New York, forget them. Well, you know what? You can't. And we have to support these heroic people who are grassroots people who they have jobs, they have lives of their own. It's tough for them to do it, but they're up there fighting on the front lines, and they deserve our support. And you mentioned this judge who said that those who support the Second Amendment should be ashamed. That was a different judge than the first one we talked about. Mm-hmm. This was a Superior Court judge appropriately named Edward Malarkey. Okay, and again, this is something that Connecticut Carry did a press release back in July 2013. And in terms of Judge Malarkey, let me just take.
Wait, David, do you think anybody's ever said, Judge, that's Malarkey?
Exactly. Well, just like Carolyn Maloney, that's baloney. Okay,
that's Malarkey. That's Malarkey. Yeah. That's not.
But this guy, you know, his hero is, you know, anti-gun Professor Carl Bogus. You know, and basically, what is it that you're talking about? You're talking about an anti-gun activist wearing black robes making decisions. And again, Attorney Rachel Baird actually filed a motion to recuse and disqualify him, Judge Malarkey, from a case, which was absolutely appropriate. I do not know what the ruling was or what ended up happening on that. But again, how is it that you're supposed to get justice when you have a gun case and you walk in and for all intents and purposes, the judge may as well be wearing a Moms Demand Action T-shirt?
Well, you continue to fight. You continue to press the fight, which is exactly why when you lose these cases in the lower courts, that it's actually not that bad of a thing. We want these cases, and Alan Gottlieb will tell you that. We want these cases to work their way through the process. This case now, Hsu versus Malloy, now in the appellate process, you want the case there. You want the higher courts to hear these. And it's and believe me, I know, it's a scary, sometimes a scary proposal when you look at what's at stake here. But I want to read another, because the straw man argument, I think, is very, what these people do is they set up the straw man. And they try to phrase the argument in an unwinnable way for you. And Rachel Baird was just brilliant in this letter that she penned to the Connecticut Bar Association. She says here, the first tenet of constructing a fallacious argument is the creation of a fictitious controversy. Think about that. The first tenet of constructing a fallacious argument is the creation of a fictitious controversy. In this case, as in the majority of gun cases, the fictitious controversy created is between individuals who support the prevention of gun violence and those who do not. What the Connecticut Bar is trying to say here is if you do not support the Brady campaign, because it's the Brady campaign in this side, the gun control side, and the governor, who support what? Gun safety, the prevention of gun violence. Then if you're pro-gun, you don't. And we all know that that is dishonest at its core and a lie. It's a lie. That's what it is. It's malarkey, David. Your comments?
You just stole my thunder. I was going to say it's malarkey. And
Your again, Honor, I object. On what grounds? It's malarkey. Overruled.
Malarkey. And again, you know, who knows more about gun safety? Is it Shannon Reed and Michael Bloomberg? Or is it, like, maybe Rob Pincus? Or is it maybe the National Rifle Association, which trains law enforcement in this country? They train the trainers. Who is it that actually knows about real gun safety? These people who are afraid of guns and they preach avoidance and ignorance, or people who work with guns and work with gun safety and training as a matter of professionalism, and they are nationally and in many cases world-renowned?
And, you know, interestingly, I actually have those numbers in front of me from the National Rifle Association in an email I printed from Mr. Jeremy Green at the National Rifle Association headquarters. I received this email on the 14th from him. Mark, thanks for getting in touch. Here are the exact NRA training numbers you are looking for. Total NRA instructors. These are the people who teach safety. These are the people who teach safety. Certified by the National Rifle Association. You know, that evil organization. 114,582 of us. I say us because I'm a certified National Rifle instructor in three disciplines. And I'm proud to say that. Total NRA instructors, 114,582. Total NRA training counselors. The training counselors, David, as you know, are the instructors of a higher level. They're the professors. They're the ones who teach us the courses to become a certified instructor. They're the professors. 1,807 of them. 1,807 of them. Total students who took an NRA training course in 2013. Ready for this one? 317,711. 317,711. I would ask how many, I would bet my last paycheck, I'd bet my annual paycheck, David, that 317,711 students taught gun safety, the proper use of a firearm, and were trained by those counselors and instructors, is a bigger number than Every Town for Gun Safety, Moms Demand Yahoos, and the Brady Campaign to Lie About Your Firearms Whatevers combined. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And even though they try to make the fraudulent cases grassroots, what we know is that it's AstroTurf, and we know that Michael Bloomberg comes in with $50 million worth of seed money, which to him, I guess, is chump change. We know that foundations like the Joyce Foundation and people like that put their money in. And then, of course, we know that not only are all the left-wing politicians all for gun control, with quotation marks around it, of course, but then they can count on the major media, what Joe Biden calls legitimate news media and what Dianne Feinstein calls real reporters, to parrot all the talking points every time a news story comes out.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to tell you a little bit about what gun control is to me. Gun control, to me, is a well-placed shot. And I posted on Facebook, on the Armed American Radio Facebook page just the other day, a story about a well-placed shot where a homeowner with one shot killed the home invader, keeping their family safe from an armed intruder. That's gun control. Not the lies. We need to take this language back. Gun control means controlling your firearm. That requires some training and some practice. Armed American Radio continues right after this. I'll read you that story when we come back.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a Car Arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit tacticalholsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
This is phenomenal stuff. Homeowner speaks after shooting intruder. Before we went to the break, I was telling you about my version of gun control. Put the words together. Gun control. It's controlling your gun. Now, this story broke July 14th. It was in the Atlanta, My Fox Atlanta is where it ran all over, but I picked it up from My Fox Atlanta. Homeowner speaks after shooting intruder. The story broke on the 14th. It was updated on the 16th just a few days ago. A homeowner speaks out after he shot and killed an intruder at his home in southwest Atlanta Monday morning. The shooting happened at about 7:30 a.m. Dan Scoggins is still on edge, but doesn't regret killing his intruder. "I pulled the gun out and shot him," he said. He stood face to face with the man who attempted to get in the back door at his house and says he had no choice but to defend his property and his wife. Scoggins showed Fox 5 a knife that he believes could be the man's weapon. He says he found it near his back door and that the incident happened in a matter of seconds. Now listen to what he said. "That whole time, from the time I walked out the back door to the time I killed him, was 5 seconds. 5 seconds. I wrote a column titled, In the Blink of an Eye. 5 seconds. it took. This man was prepared. Would you be prepared? Do you have what it takes to do what Mr. Scoggins did? And a number of you have asked me, and a number of you will ask me, are you going to have him on? Are you, and I get requests like that all the time to have these people on. The answer to that is no. The police are still investigating. I do not want to put this man on the nation's airwaves to talk about this incident. I'll tell you about it. You can look it up and read it yourself, but I don't want to jeopardize this man in any way, shape, or form. Sometime down the road, after everything's run its course, maybe we'll talk with him. David, your thoughts on that?
Again, you anticipated exactly what I was going to say. I'm delighted that the man and his wife are all right. If there was any talking done to the media, it should have come from his attorney.
Right.
You know, we talked about these morons that went into the Waffle House to try to rob the patrons there, and there was a concealed carry holder there who justifiably, you know, shot and killed one of them. The other one fled and was later captured by police. But the bottom line is that the family is now talking to the media and making noises about, well, we need to tighten up gun laws on concealed carry permit holders and get them better trained. I would be looking for, if they can get a lawsuit, they will. And you know what? You just, when the police investigation is still going on, there is a possibility that a district attorney will file charges, and then there is also the possibility that the family is going to come in and smell deep pockets and try to get money from the insurance company or from whomever. No, and particularly you don't tell people it took 5 seconds. You let your lawyer do the talking. As much as the impulse to talk to the media and to justify yourself and to clear your good name may be, keep it zipped. Let your attorney do your talking whenever you're in any kind of situation like this.
Yeah, and we would never ask to put someone in that position on this program, and that's exactly why we don't. We'll tell the story, and we'll let it run its course. Now, we have had people on the program before, but only after they had clearance or only if their attorney was with them. And in fact, we had a guy who shot and killed an attacker not far from the Armed American Radio studios a few years ago, who was in the studio with his attorney, that told the harrowing ordeal that he went through. It took over a year before the police finally told him that he was not going to be charged. Only at that point in time did we have that gentleman on the program.
Mark, I've got a potentially huge story I've been sitting on for at least 4 months.
Well, get off of it.
Because I told the guy who wanted to tell the story that I need to have your attorney clear it first. And sorry, but there's as good as your intentions are, I'm not going to unwittingly do any harm on something like this. I need clearance from your attorney. I have not heard from it. If and when such clearance happens, I've got all kinds of information. But my desire to be first with the story has to be secondary to what's the right thing to do here. Mark, we do this for a reason. We do this because we believe in what we do, and we do this because we know that we're right, and we're certainly not going to be taking shortcuts to exploit things the way the other side would be delighted to do had they the opportunity. I mean, you know, they come right out, this idiot in Rolling Stone, you know, talking about the 7 steps to gun control, and one of them, sure enough, was do blood dancing.
I'm sorry.
You know what? No.
It's the mentality of that crowd. Here's another feel-good story for you. I love stories like this, and I love passing stories like this along to you, because my philosophy, and I'll impart this to you, the moment you pick up a weapon, any weapon, even if you don't have a weapon, the moment you show up where you don't have a lawful right to be, to try to deprive someone of their life, limb, property, or their liberty, or their pursuit of happiness, you instantaneously lose your right to participate in the above. You lose your right to your life, your liberty, and your pursuit of happiness. And you get what's coming, pal. And I have no sympathy for you. I have no sympathy for you. None. Take a listen to this. Daytona Beach, a Florida man, told police he walked in on a man sexually abusing his child. You know what he did? He beat him senseless. Left the suspect motionless and bleeding Friday morning on the living room floor. Called the cops and said, here's what he said. Told him what happened and said, he's nice and knocked out on the floor for you. Last line, the father was not charged.
Did you see the pictures of that?
I did see the pictures of that. It's incredible.
Wow, he really...
Boy, he really put a beating on him.
Let's say he won't be doing that again.
Let me put it this way. The perp is lucky to be alive. He's lucky to be alive. He had to count his blessings every single day. And if you take a look at this loser's face, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You dads out there,
beat down.
A lot of you'd say that he didn't get everything he deserved. Well, he did, just by the sense that I guess the father let him live. But you know what? The father didn't have to let him live.
That was a lot of restraint.
And it was a lot of restraint, and he wouldn't have been charged. You know, there's another feel-good story coming out. David, I don't know if you saw any of these things, but I like seeing some of these stories. A gun group helps drive-by victim get service dog. Did you hear this story?
I did. They were raising money, weren't they?
Yeah, it is. You know, this is feel-good stuff. And again, I go to my Fox. A lot of this popped at me. I got a lot of the Google searches coming my way. And it just so happened that there was a lot of news coming out of Florida. This one happened to be down in my hometown in Tampa Bay. Gun group helped drive-by victim get service dog. He's blind in one eye from a stray bullet from a drive-by shooting. There's more medical issues for 5-year-old Davian Martinez. His family needed a service dog to help him, but they couldn't afford one. In their time of need, an unlikely group has come to their aid. Why is it an unlikely group, David?
Yeah.
Why is it an unlikely group?
There's that media bias, isn't it?
That's what you. This is what you have to point out. Now, I did point this out to the team at My Fox Tampa Bay. I made the phone call. Why is it an unlikely group? Because they're law-abiding, concerned citizens. You know what the unlikely group did? They raised money and they got this kid a seeing eye dog. That's what the unlikely group did. Because law-abiding gun owners are righteous people. They're right. They're good. They abide by the law. You are right. They are wrong. Freedom and the facts are on your side, not their side. And when you see this crap, pull them out. Call them out. Make the phone calls and tell them. Facts are on your side. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. David Kodria, thank you very much. Check David Kodria out at davidkodria.com, waronguns.com. And remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll be back next week here on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Jealous me by the clamor now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips like tactical movement throughout your house. And in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.